Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back in the studio for our Amazing Race exit interview. And today we are going to be talking with the latest team to be eliminated from the Amazing Race. And that is going to be Glenda and Lumumba. They will be with us here in a moment. But here with me now to get ready for our Amazing Race coverage for the week, it's Jessica Lease. Jess, how are you?
I don't know, Rob. I think I'm too sad to do this interview.
They were very fun. Their characters, I really feel like that they, you know, could go right from The Amazing Race to star in their own CBS sitcom.
I would watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would absolutely watch that. Like, especially like once Boom Boom gets there, I want their parenting show.
Oh, sure. Sure. I kind of feel like that, you know, save Boom Boom for like season two, season three, like a really bump in the ratings.
Sure. Sweeps week.
Sure. Sure. So Glenda and Lumumba will be here. Jess and I will also have a recap of this week's episode of The Amazing Race coming your way. I have just gotten back home from DC after a very fun week on the podcast doing the show live. So be sure to check that out. We have Glenda and Lumumba on the line. So let's jump right into that. Of course, you can watch this as well on our YouTube channel at robisawebsite.com/YouTube.
Hi,
Glenda and Lumumba.
How are you?
Rob.
Great. Great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Great.
Okay. We're very excited to, I mean, we wish we weren't talking to you today, but that have been looking forward to getting the chance to talk with you. Okay. You ready for us to record? Good. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. How much time do we have?
You have 15 minutes, but really it's like 13.
No problem. Okay. Just wanted to confirm. Okay. Hey, Glenda and Lumumba, you're on with Rob and Jessica for Rob Has a Podcast. How are you doing?
All right.
Doing great.
Yes. So sad to see you both out of the race because we thought that you brought so much fun and enthusiasm to the season. You're such a great story. And so I just really hope that, you know, I'm sure you get this all the time. It's just you two are just so fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
I married the right one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, if this was Lumumba and former on The Amazing Race, it wouldn't be this fun.
Yes.
But Lumumba and Glenda, you know, the Roberts family as newlyweds, it's just amazing.
Such a great experience. We're glad to be able to share our love and our story with the world.
Yeah.
Well, I was so impressed by how positive you kept it this entire time. And you're grinning ear to ear on this. And it's so inspiring. What is your secret for staying so positive all the time?
Definitely our faith. We are faith people. We believe in God. And everything that we showed was authentically us. We're so grateful. We're 40 something year old newlyweds. And so it took us 20 plus years of our adult lives to find our soulmates. Lumumba's been married before. I have not, but I've had a ton of heartbreak and disappointments in relationships. And to find your soulmate after decades of bad dating is, you're just so grateful. So I think you saw gratitude, our faith, and our optimism, because we are planning to have a family.
Boom Boom.
Yes, with Boom Boom. Boom. That's our faith in action as well. So we put him out there. He's not here like yet, because I'm not pregnant yet. But being 42 now, going into 43, you know, it's been a challenge. The fertility journey for me has been hard. So we're chronicling that on robertsfamily365.com. And we did all of this to be an encouragement, hopefully, to people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you two are so lucky in love, okay? So maybe it's that those blessings help take the sting of when the car goes into the ditch. Because first of all, I suppose that you both handle that so well. Because if something like that happened to me and I wasn't on The Amazing Race, I would be losing it. So how did you two keep your composure so much during that moment?
Yeah, so let's just tell the truth, okay? When the car flipped, all of us were like, oh my God, what's like... Like it rolled. It was in the process of rolling down. There was a decline, and it went for, you know, 100 meters. You know, it was far, and the car propped on a fence post, and it was an old rickety fence post. And so we were nervous trying to get out of the car from our side, because we figured that at any point this fence clip this, and we would be tumbling with the
it's
car.
Scary. Oh
so God. It was very scary.
Yeah.
And then once we got out, there was, you know, I believe there's a little bit of a shock there. So, you know, they didn't show this on camera, but off camera, you know, we kind of, you know, went to the side and just talked to each other. You know, I pulled my wife and we're like, listen, you know, let's do a self-check. Because we didn't, you know, like we didn't know what could have happened. It was scary.
We're just glad no one got hurt. We didn't mess up the car. Thank you, Grandma, with the tractor that came to pull us out with the equipment.
Yep. Tractor granny.
So about how long did that take in real time?
Oh my goodness. Total, like start to finish was like what?
25 to 35
minutes.
That's
quick because I don't know any AAA in America that will come that fast. So thank you, Grandma.
We saw with the rappelling task, I know there was some concern about Lumumba's swimmers in that challenge. Were you too worried this would be somewhat of a walnut cracker?
Listen, we are trying to start a family, and I don't have time for problems. So that's so funny that you say that.
I'm just saying those harnesses were kind of tight.
We've seen it before on The Amazing Race.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
yes.
It's a lot of adjustments.
I don't know if you guys remember, there was an Amazing Race season where someone was like rappelling and cleaning the windows.
We remember.
Yep. So I think I was remembering that season and that episode.
Yep.
I think that was the season where Brooke won. Yeah.
We know it well.
Very familiar. So that suggests to me that you are big fans of the race. So how did you get hooked up with The Amazing Race? What's your history with the show?
So I watch it, you know, I'm the super fan.
Yes.
My wife was, you know, I guess brought into the fold after we got married, and it was really like a bam, bam, bam. We met during COVID. We got married exactly 1 year after that.
Last year.
Yeah. Last year, which was last year. And then like within 3 months, 3 months, we developed a social media, you know, kind of page for us. And we got connected and saw that there were casting directors on social media and stuff. It was like, babe, look, it's now or never. We know we want a kid. So are you in it? Are you with me if we do this? And she was like, sure. So we applied and they called back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How could they not?
Yes. we're excited.
Yeah. Oh,
the sight gag with the tall short. Yes, of course. Being 7 inches height difference and then being older. It's like, is she going to boss him around and treat him like a little kid?
Yeah. I'm her man doll. I'm her man doll.
I do call him my man doll, though. Yes. You guys. Y'all are the only ones that know that.
Well, now everybody knows it.
It's safe with us. You two started off the race really hot to start off the season. And it seemed like that you struggled as the race went along. Was there any reason in particular, or was it just the nature of the first couple of legs played more into your strong suits?
Well, I guess the thing about the latter legs is that every leg is different, and it almost exposes different, I won't say weaknesses, but different ways of approaching the tasks. So you can't approach anything the same way. So you're learning as you go along. For me, I shot us in the foot a lot because, you know, to start off the mega leg, you know, I took off on foot. And I didn't allow my wife to reread the clue, which we had already been doing the previous times, you know. And so that
anxiety,
30 minute, that 30 minute detour for us, you know, cost us, you know, it started a series of unfortunate events for us.
Yeah, it was just mistake after mistake after mistake. And it's difficult to recover when you have a series of mistakes, you know, because it's so competitive and one mistake and you're going home.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the one mistake that ended up sending you home. Do you think with the whole car in the ditch incident and the starting 15 minutes behind the team in front of you, how much did that starting later than the other teams affect you? Do you think that you would have had a shot if you had started the race like on the same level as them?
Yeah, but also I believe we would have had a shot even with the 45 minutes behind.
Yeah.
Because as you saw in this episode, people who were in the first group ended up being almost last. People who were in the third group ended up being first, like the brothers, right? So literally 15 minutes, we expected that we could make that up. We did not expect to go home yesterday or, you know, during that leg. We went in like you just never know. Like, so we went in expecting that, you know, we could really overcome that. And if it wasn't for the ditch,
if it wasn't for the ditch,
we really believe we would still be racing.
So there was actually a strategy to it. And not that we overthought things, but the previous leg, the elimination happened because, you know, Abby and Will, unfortunately, you know, they had a COVID incident. And so we knew during that leg, no one else was going to be eliminated. So, you know, the whole, like after we had finished the dance challenge and we had gotten to the cart challenge, that building things in carts and stuff, that's kind of my strength. I've done it before, you know, very similar things. But because we're so far behind and I saw how long it was going to take, it didn't make any sense for, I had already done three roadblocks already, and I only had two roadblocks left for the rest of the entire race. And so if I were to do it during that cart challenge, then I would have only had one roadblock left. So we just decided that since we had started so far behind, instead of trying to catch up, just own it and recoup one of those legs for me to race. And so, but the 45 minutes, we didn't even think about that 45, I'm telling you, because during the race, you realize how many different things can go wrong. And we, by this point, we had been racing from behind the previous like four legs. So we kind of knew what we could do to keep ourselves from, you know, going home. We just didn't know we were going to be flipping a truck.
We've seen this season a lot of pairs of teams working together at different points during the race. Were there any teams that you felt like that you had a good relationship with that you were working with at different points?
One time on the mega leg with the head of the class, you know, with Dom, Rich Dom, we call him Rich Dom.
Yeah.
We tried to work together. That particular challenge, it's difficult to work together, but we definitely attempted. But then, I mean, we went in again throughout the race, wanting to run our own, not wanting to pair up with anybody. And I think, you know, that also, I mean, you know, got us far too, just kind of running our own race.
Is there anybody that you're particularly close to now, like not on a racing together level, or like who are you talking to? Like who's on the group chat?
Everybody.
We talk to everybody. Like I'm surprised my cell phone hasn't gone off a couple times. We chat back and forth with each other every single day. So, we're all, you know, coming closer. And I think it's the experience of the Amazing Race, how, you know, very few people can really understand it. Yeah. You know, the level of pressure and anxiety, and then, you know, contrast with the beauty of all these vistas, you know, and these different countries that are allowing you to come and use their land as their playground, as your playground. You know, it's really no other experience like it.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. You know,
What was the highlight of the experience for the two of you?
Highlight being
with her,
getting to travel the world with your soulmate on CBS's dime. Thank you, CBS. The charter plane. That charter plane experience was awesome.
We were spoiled. We came back. It was very frou-frou. We came back different people.
We're spoiled now.
Yeah.
Only charter.
Okay. Well, you two are so much fun to watch, and you're such relationship goals for all of us. I mean, La Mamba, you're out here making all us other husbands look bad. So so complimentary all the time. So really,
well, you know, I started off talking about, you know, I've had previous experiences before. So the whole point is, I was divorced. It was a terrible marriage, and it wasn't her fault. It was my fault for the decisions I made going into it. I decided that some things were going to have to change. God helped me through a long process of self-evaluation, introspection, and he showed me, you know, how to be the person that I needed to be for a wife. And during that process, I met Glenda, and, you know, it didn't matter how tall she was. I saw this beautiful woman who was just statuesque. I mean, bombshell, like my wife. Come on. Thank you, CBS. Thank you for the trip.
Yes.
We wanted to share that journey. And so we were so happy that we got a chance to share it, and we're continuing to share it on our YouTube.
On our YouTube.
Give it out one more time. Yeah.
Robert's Family 365.
On the YouTube. Okay. So we're sharing more because people want to know what's going on with Boom Boom.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're sharing that journey and sharing our story of how we met and our love, and encouraging people that soulmates do exist. We believe that.
Yeah.
And hopefully people are encouraged to go and not give up on finding their soulmates and living their dreams.
Okay. I know you got to run. Good luck with everything with Boom Boom. Okay. We'll check out the YouTube. Thank you so much.
We'll keep you posted.
You guys love your show. Been watching it all season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. It's them. Yeah.
Right. Feelings mutual.
What? Is that them?
Jessica, your questions are always like so like on point.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, you too. I'm sorry,
Thank you. She has better questions. Okay. All right. Glenda Lumumba, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, you guys.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Glenda and Lumumba. Jess, you ask such great questions.
I ask the best questions. This is great. Like, as somebody who frequently feels like I am the Aunt Peggy of the podcast, it is nice to feel appreciated.
The Aunt Peggy, as in Aunt Greg?
This is sort of like that. This is a reference that Mike Bloom would get if he were here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, great job by Glenda and Lumumba. Looking forward to seeing more of what they have going on in all of their social media. Are they influencers?
I feel influenced by them.
Yes, I would be easily influenced by Glenda and Lumumba. So really cool that they've got a lot going on. All right, Jess and I have a lot going on too, because we are getting ready to jump right into our recap of The Amazing Race. So we'll have full coverage of this episode here on the podcast, and then check that out as well. Jess, anything else exciting for you?
Walking Dead, two more episodes left in the flagship, and we are enjoying breaking that all down over on Post Show Recaps.
Okay. All right. Check that out. And of course, everything from The Week in Survivor as well, all at robiswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.